constricting double cystina, this sinking bloom in my habitat. Jellyfish everywhere, in my room one sizzles smoothly along my back. They've loomed since I was a stung boy. We live alongside their soggy, pulsing hostility. A tentacle stretches along the carpet, full and tangled, like drunken coils. Jellyfish drape our stairs. I barely swim out of their rippling reach. Throughout our home, fiery feelers have found their way in. I think the tentacles have started to win. I set my pen down again. I should adapt or endure, but I see there's no way to clear this home when we have no will to leave. I recall the rawness I once felt, wringing a stinging mass when I should have let go. But I'm restrained now. I behave despite what happens around me or to me. Staying silent is my only way to outlive what dwells around us, visible and invisible. I've learned to monitor myself, caught in a weightless tangle of fire when I try to leave home. My family can't decide to rise or sink, fully wrapped in tendrils marking us for the rest of the world. My brother swims by, but jellyfish stab at his swollen, kicking legs. Pink jellies all around him. He's learned of time not to wince, but he won't abandon more of his time to this sunken mess. Gone before my voice can reach him, he's full of my old familiar fears. I should swim to him, I know, but this home is where my tethers rest. So I have to stay until I've revised the answer to this sinking bloom, for my siblings to be freed of its trailing infestation. I've heard some jellyfish can live forever, reversing death to outlive the tides. But even sleeping jellies unknowingly inflict their toxins. I know that's why my sister doesn't leave her room. She's suffered too many times, despite how often she tries again. She knows any moment she might get stung. One intruder is all it takes, so we have to be cautious, despite how carefully we choose concessions in this home. Resisting is the mistake. Should have accepted the welts on my shoulders, waiting for numbness, yet I still relive undulant thoughts as proof of my home. Floating, swaying by my desk, jellyfish interrupt my rearranging words. Carefully, they reveal their cruel intelligence. Fresh pain sears most. I've wondered how their venoms worsened. No, just their tentacles upon me. Alone at night, their neon bodies bob toward my bed. A low hum fills the room. Just as they reach me, I wonder what I can offer for even an interrupted night of rest. Though I know what should happen next, hours pass as they sway near me, delivering their terrible touch. This torment of anticipation is not easily fathomed. But I awake, and they're gone. Rather, a morning mob of jellyfish has moved on to new prey, now cornering my mother by the stairs. Fully aglow in dawn light, their outlines have become flaring red surges of luciferin. My mother screams. I swing into the shifting, stinging cloud of agroluminescence. I haven't thought this through, but should act while my hands and arms fill with the searing light of adrenaline. I've gone and done what I know I shouldn't. Now they're delivering the only thing a jellyfish can. As for their many limbs I tore through, that damage is fast undone. Blastema is a part of this home. The fleshy chunks come homing back to wounds, healing in purple holes. And with this one realization, the surge of venom catches up to me. When I awake, I find myself in bed, jellies seemingly gone. I shouldn't be surprised to be alive, but find my latest notes torn to pieces, my room's full of tatters from the attack. Still, the right words almost find me while writing. Home's often on my mind. My fully bandaged arms surrender in rashes. Life's painful now to rewind. Though once I saw my brother living almost unaware of the stingers he should peel away, clinging to him in heaps. His jellyfish tolerance is what I've always feared. No haven can exist in a world swollen with jellyfish. Thinking of our home, I feel vulnerable to what I now know. A room full of tentacles shouldn't be here, but they're hanging around my neck. Often they startle me awake. Nothing else awaits in this olive brine. We're never alone. There's one dream I've learned to live with. A tide pool fills my throat with jellyfish. Plans of leaving home disappear in these gasps to claim what should be given. But no, no one should have to live in a home full of jellyfish.